March, we enroll in the school of Christ. Christ himself is our instructor. March 1. All who are weary of sin are urged to enroll. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Matthew 11:28. It is today that the sweet voice of mercy is falling upon our ears. It is today that the heavenly invitation comes to you. It is today that in heaven everything says, come. Come, for all things are now ready. Whosoever will, let him come and partake of the waters of life freely. It is now that we want childlike simplicity. We want to see everything like pride and vanity and folly put away. We have the judgment in view. Men and women will want strength that is greater than any human aid to lead upon. They must lean upon the mighty arm of Jehovah. We have in view that day when the works of men are to be tried and tested, and we want to get ready. We make appeals to you to rid yourselves of the pride of the world, the pride and vanity, the folly of life. Jesus loves you. Jesus pities you. The angelic host he sends to minister unto you. And now, while all heaven is interested for you, will you be interested for yourselves? Some men seem afraid to take God at his word, as though it would be presumption in them. They pray for the Lord to teach us, and yet are afraid to credit the pledged word of God and believe we have been taught of him. So long as we come to our Heavenly Father, humbly and with a spirit to be taught, willing and anxious to learn, why should we doubt God's fulfillment of his own promise? When you have sought to know his will, your part in the operation with God is to believe that you will be led and guided and blessed in the doing of his will. It is Christ who is guiding his people today, showing them where and how to work.